Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Vent Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, just creating a space where God can dwell, where we can grow, where we can be better, where we can aim for, growth. And God is able to feed us and touch us and give us whatever we need in order to conquer the day, conquer the week, or just some nuggets that we can use throughout life. So good morning, y'all. Before we start, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for good bones in our body. Thank you for breath for us to breathe this morning. Thank you for ears for us to listen this morning, God. Thank you for our heart posture that is postured to receive from you this morning, God. I pray and I ask you for you to be able to touch the words that come out of my mouth, God. I pray that they're able to flow. I pray that we're all able to receive at least one thing, God, that we can take through our life, or even if we just need it for this second to get through. If we just need some hope, some peace, some guidance, whatever it is that we need, God, I pray that you are able to dissect all of us, God, and be able to pour this morning, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for a great segment. I thank you and I praise you for who you are and what you are, God. And I love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So good morning, y'all. We're on episode 131, and that's crazy because, y'all, that's what consistency does, and I've been talking about consistency for, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks now. I've been, like, on the word consistency, and the fact that there's some people that have been following this journey of doing these radio shows weekly, and I remember in the beginning just kind of being, like, literally every episode in the beginning, I'm like, I don't really know what I'm going to say, or I feel nervous, or I feel uncomfortable. And I know there was times in the beginning where I'm like, I can't do this. You get what I'm saying? Or it takes too much commitment at that. That's what drove me away too. Cause sometimes I do have a problem with giving a full yes to things. And the fact that we're on episode 131 is really, really good. I can't see who's in here or nothing, but, yeah, so we're also live on Instagram for the people that's listening through the radio, Vent Break, V-E-N-T-B-R-E-A-K, to join our live. But, yeah, we're on episode 131, so we're going to jump in. It's a short segment this morning. It's very straightforward. We're coming from Ecclesiastes, my favorite book in the Bible, but Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 4 through 12. And what we're going to talk about this morning is making time for yourself in between things. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 4 through 12. And normally I like the New International Reader's Version to break down the word or to help me, but this morning the ERV was better for me, easy to read version. I like to go through different versions and see which one resonates, and I love the ERV version. So we're going to go to that version of the word. If I could find Ecclesiastes, I got it. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, ERV version. So, like I said, this morning we're talking about making time for yourself in between things, because a lot of people work hard and work hard and work hard and work hard, but, you know, we still have to make sure that we are enjoying the life God blessed us with. He put breath in our bodies, gave us, you know, limbs. Whatever your situation is, you're able to still enjoy things. It does you no good to continue to work, and you look around and it's like, what am I working so hard for? What am I doing to where I can't even sit back and just, you know, breathe, or I'm not really even at peace when I really look within. I'm using these materialistic things to define who I am. I'm using materialistic things to give me my peace, my joy, my happiness, and it doesn't make sense. And I love that the word has, you know, in here of us to enjoy life and us to be able to sit back, go to a beach, go in the mountains, go to, you know, your favorite restaurant sometimes, go out the country. You know what I'm saying? Just different things that God has blessed us with, a whole world. We are gifted in with a whole entire world. You get what I'm saying? So it's things for us to see, things for us to experience. So going back to the word, we have Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 4. Then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want others to have more than what they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to chase the wind. That's another thing that's important for us to ask ourselves. Why do I want all of these things? You know what I'm saying? Why do I want to have a huge house? Why do I want to have, the best cars? Why do I want to have $100 million in my bank account? Why do I want these things? You get what I'm saying? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with obtaining wealth or being successful, you know, whatever your success is for you. But that's the point. It's define success for yourself. You know what I'm saying? What do I need in order to be content? What do I need in order to be, to have joy, to have peace? Is it family? Is it friends? Is it to be financially stable? Or is it to be financially free? You know, what is success for you? And make sure it's for you and not just trying to have more than the next person or not just trying to show that you can do, you know, whatever your reason is. Look inward. What is my reason for wanting to have all of these things? Is it really generational wealth? Am I lying to myself and making it seem like it's for generational wealth? Or is it really because on Instagram I feel intimidated when I see other people with it? Is it really because when I get on Instagram I'm like, dang, I want that lifestyle too? You know, what is the reason why you want more? So I'm going to read it again. Then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they are jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It's like trying to chase wind. You'll never, you know what I'm saying? It's pointless. Chasing wind is literally pointless. And I love the way that they worded it. You know, it's like trying to chase wind. Some people say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing. I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's foolish to be lazy, to not do anything. If you don't work, you will starve to death. Maybe that is true, but I say it is better to be satisfied with a few things that you have than to always be struggling to get more. You see how it says struggling to get more? It's crazy how we think struggling is not having anything, but I love how the word is saying. But I say it is better to be satisfied with a few things that you have than to always be struggling to get more. Like, you're going to continue to be in a place of unhappiness. The same mindset that you think somebody else has that doesn't have money or doesn't have what you have, but they're at peace, you're the one that's struggling if you always waking up trying to get it with no peace, no happiness, no joy. You are the one that's struggling, not the person that you think would be just because they have less than you. So I'm going to read it again. Some people say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing. If you don't work, you will starve to death. Maybe that is true, but I say that it is better to be satisfied with a few things that you have than to always be struggling to get more. Verse 7, again, I saw something else that didn't make sense. I saw a man who has no family, not a son or even a brother, but he continues to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has, and he works so hard that he never stops and asks himself, why am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy my life? This is also a very bad and senseless thing. You know what I'm saying? To be able to look around and say, I don't have family. I don't have friends. I don't have anybody, a partner. I don't have anyone around me, but I'm working so hard. So hard. And then I don't even ask myself, why am I doing all of this? Who am I doing it for? And why am I not happy? Why am I not enjoying my life? Why am I not living my life? You get what I'm saying? Sometimes sometimes we have to recategorize what's important to us in our life at the moment. You get what I'm saying? And really look inward and look to God and say, God, what do you think I need? What do I need to live a fulfilled life? What do I need to have that joy, to have that peace? And am I really happy? You know what I'm saying? With the lifestyle that we live, the things that we think is important, the things that only last for a moment, you know, whatever it is that is important to us right now, am I really at peace? Do I really have happiness? Am I really... Is this really how I define success? Is this what it's for me? You get what I'm saying? Like, let's look inwards to really see, like, am I actually happy as I'm chasing all of this money, as I'm chasing out to have these cars, these homes? You know, is it only because I see other people that have it on Instagram? Is it because I see other people that have it that I walk past and they got it on, they fresh, they this and that? But little do we know, like I said, those people could be struggling. You know what I'm saying? As internally, they could be struggling because they can't sleep at night because I need more, I need more, I need more. That's how they even got all of that, is because I need more, and they're still not satisfied. You get what I'm saying? Versus a person that has few, but they got all that they need. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it's for us to look inward and make sure that we are actually living a fulfilled life. You get what I'm saying? And not always aiming to gain more, but actually enjoying what we're blessed with. You know what I'm saying? It's very important for us to take moments to really feel joy, to really feel peace, to really feel, you know what I'm saying, emotion. You know what I'm saying? It's not always about chasing a dollar. And a lot of times we can get wrapped up in social media, or we can get wrapped up in just wanting what the next person has. I can't see any comments. I can't see anything. I don't know why. But getting wrapped up in what the other person has. And we're going to read a few more verses. Verse 9. Two people are better. Okay, mind you, this last verse that we read, it says, talking about the man that had no family, no brothers, no nothing. He was lonely all by himself, but he was chasing that money, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, verse 9. Two people are better than one. Two people are better than one. When two people work together, they get more work done. If one person falls, the other person can reach out to help. But those who are alone, when they fall, they have no one to help them. If two people sleep together, they will be warm, but a person sleeping alone will not be warm. An enemy might be able to defeat one person, but two people can stand back to back to defend each other, and three people are even stronger. They are like a rope that has three parts wrapped together. It is very hard to break. So what I love about this word is letting us know that that there are some people on earth, there's some people around that feel like, I don't need nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And they're also like, you know what I'm saying, feel like that they have all that they need because they have riches, they have wealth, they have what they define as success. I don't need anybody. I'm good all by myself. You know what I'm saying? And the word is letting us know that two people are better than one. It's good to have a companion. It's good to have somebody that's side by side by you, because when you are low, when you can't get up, when you are going crazy and have your priorities mixed up, you have another person to be like, hey, let's get back on track. Hey, I'll pick that up for you. Hey, all that hard work that you're doing, I'll take some off of your back. You get what I'm saying? We can balance it out. We can work together to get to where we want to go together. You get what I'm saying? Whether that's I like how it said no. The word was saying that the man had no family, no sons, or even a brother, because it's not always about romance. It's not always about, oh, I need a spouse. There's some people that are just living alone because they done left their family. You know what I'm saying? Some people that's living alone because they didn't cut their sons off, their daughters off. You know what I'm saying? And fell into a place of ego or of flesh and just being like, you know what, I don't need nobody for nothing. But that is a tactic of the enemy. It is. Because companionship and being around other people that can help you build, iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? Get around some people that can hold you accountable, that can help you and push you to the goal and push you to where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get there together. And also you can feed off of other people of, you may have your, like I said, your head might be in the wrong place. Somebody else is able to get you back on track and help you align with, you know, what is really important in life. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, people around you, they give you strength to keep going. And that load that you're working so hard to keep and obtain, y'all can balance that load out so you can actually enjoy life sometimes. You get what I'm saying? So you can actually, you know, be able to ease up. Even what I just thought about is even in marriage, how important it is. I know I said not necessarily romance, but we can bring romance in. But even in marriage, you know, being in something solid and great, you know what I'm saying, or being in something that is fruitful, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you feel like you got a load on you, you got this and that going on. Imagine having a spouse that's like, you know what, take a day for yourself, relax, enjoy life, go do something for you, you know what I'm saying, or like I feel like even with siblings or whatever, how sometimes, you know what I'm saying, even with my little sister, give me your baby, chill out, you know what I'm saying, vibe out, you know what I'm saying, so it's important to have people around you, stop trying to do it all by yourself. You know, and if your case is, I can't find nobody that da-da-da-da-da, or my family is not those people for me. You know what I'm saying? My friends that I had, they shiesty. They be doing me dirty. Pray and ask God to bring people into your life that are for you. Be in spaces where you can meet new people. Be in spaces where you can meet new friends that are for you. If you like pottery, go to pottery classes. You'll meet like-minded people. If you like church and you like going to churches and where you find your joy is da-da-da-da-da-da, go there. There's like-minded people there. I love when I travel and I book something that is catered to me. Like when I booked a salsa class, I met the coolest person ever. You know what I'm saying? She was so cool. And she was like-minded. We was talking for the whole night, literally. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to find go places where you find joy and you find peace and you find happiness. You'll meet those like-minded people there. And that combines what I'm talking about of making time for yourself in between things. Make sure you are actually enjoying your life and living a fruitful life, because when we go to that grave, baby, it's up. All the stuff that you worked so hard for is over with. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that to say that doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Find what brings you joy, brings you happiness. Is it financial freedom or is it stability? Some people just want to be stable. I got my rent paid or my mortgage, you know what I'm saying, because we buy into. But I got my rent paid, my mortgage paid. I have my kids are fed, my kids are clothed. I can do something for myself once a month, twice a month. People's definition of success is different. You know what I'm saying? How I like to travel country to country. Everybody ain't. You know what I'm saying? That may not be for you. That may not be for the next person. Find out what happiness and success looks like for you. You know what I'm saying? And then pray for God to give you strength or the people or whatever you need in order to get to your goals, get to where you want to be, or even to just have peace where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we should aim for also is contentment. And I remember, where is it at about Paul? I know it's in Philippians somewhere where he was saying, I know what it's like to have a lot. I know what it's like to have nothing. But what I've learned is to be content no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, I pray that we make today a great day. I pray that we love on each other. Oh, it's my friend. My friend is in the chat. Hey, Kiwi, happy birthday. I haven't called you yet, but happy birthday. But, yeah, so I pray that we make today a great day. I pray that we keep God first. I pray that we aim to enjoy our life. I pray that we aim to keep what's important and not look at what anybody else has or what anybody else is doing and thinking that's success for us. Because that's the thing, you'll be working so hard to get somewhere that's not even aligned in God's plan. You know what I'm saying? You're working so hard to obtain all of this in this area. God don't even have that for you. So you really wasted time. God's sitting back like, whenever my child ready, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Whenever she's ready to get back on course and get what's hers, I'll just wait. You know what I'm saying? Because God ain't going to pressure us to do nothing. Well, sometimes I love when he'll snatch me up sometimes out of a situation like, girl, let's go because you're doing too much. I love those moments too. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you working so hard to get to a place that's not even for you. So let's get back on track and ask God, like, what is for me? You know what I'm saying? What is the lifestyle that is mine? Or even ask ourselves, what is important to me for real? Or am I just doing this to get ahead or to get what somebody else has? So, I love y'all. I pray that we focus self-love and awareness and make today a great day.